With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More high-level talks next weekend as U.S. and Iranian officials meet again to discuss Tehran's growing nuclear program. While recent discussions have been described as productive, there are concerns over actions being taken by the nation. Military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says Iran is getting very close to a nuclear weapon.
We're told by IAEA that Iran's programs have stockpiled 18,286 pounds of enriched uranium, and they have some, not sure exactly how much, is 60% pure. 90% pure is weapons grade and therefore could be made into a nuclear weapon.
Also in SRNnews.com, a University of Massachusetts student's arrested in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership. The Department of Justice said 19-year-old Owen McIntyre was arrested at UMass Boston. He's been charged with unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and malicious damage by fire of any property used in interstate commerce. A federal criminal complaint says McIntyre was in his hometown of Kansas City for spring break when he is accused of setting the dealership on fire. Countries around the world are tightening their cyber defenses as global tensions rise. According to reports, cybersecurity is taking on a greater significance amid a looming trade war, conflicts across the world, and fraying international alliances.
Chances are rising that a cyber attack could cause significant economic damage, disrupt vital public systems, reveal sensitive business or government secrets, or even escalate into military confrontation. At the same time, President Donald Trump's administration has moved to cut some of the federal agencies and programs dedicated to cybersecurity. Meanwhile, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are increasingly working together, and criminal organizations pose their own cyber threat. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Add another big corporation to the list of those giving up on DEI, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Constellation Brands is the importer of several popular Mexican beers to the U.S., including Modelo and Corona. Company officials have announced they're dropping all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT pressure group. President Trump's election has prompted a wave of big corporations to quit what's become known as woke capitalism and turn their backs on the gay agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in five states have recently introduced symbolic bills calling on the Supreme Court to overturn its ruling that legalized gay marriage nationwide. Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers in Missouri and Tennessee are proposing measures that create a new category of marriage called covenant marriage that would be reserved for one man and one woman only. Covenant marriage would require a couple to undergo counseling prior to getting married. Options for divorce would be limited. This is SRN News. Former students are suing United Airlines and its promised one-year flight school in Arizona over fraud allegations. John Scott reports.
The lawsuit in Phoenix federal court accuses United of falsely promoting an intensive training program that would help students become commercial pilots after a year. In reality, the students said in an amended complaint that United Aviate Academy didn't have enough teachers or aircraft. Many of the students alleged they were expelled for taking too long to advance through the program, even though their flight time was limited by staffing issues. United defended its curriculum in a statement and said it's proud of its hundreds of graduates. John Scott reporting.
Capital One getting approval to acquire Discover. Regulators announced the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency approved the more than $35 billion deal on Friday. The merger was approved by the Justice Department earlier this month. More details at srnnews.com.